Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Eli Drinkwitz of the Missouri Tigers look to build off an 11-win season in 2023. And these are my best and worst case scenarios for what Mizzou football may or may not be this season. And with that being said, guys, let's go ahead and pull up the schedule. Now, there's no such thing as an easy schedule in the SEC, but there are favorable schedules. And when you talk about a schedule that's set up well for a football team to build off what they did last year, to answer maybe some questions they're going to have early on, this one sets up rather well, in my opinion, right? And guys, let me preface also by saying this. We talk best case, worst case. This isn't as simple as, okay, best case is 12-0, worst case is 0-12, right? These are realistic best case and worst case scenarios. Every football team has questions. Best case, assuming most of those questions work out in the positive. Worst case, assuming most of those questions work out in the negative. And these are not predictions. These are simply, as I stated, best case and worst case scenarios. So let's start with the best case scenario for Mizzou. And again, guys, you look at this schedule. You should start 4-0, right? Missouri should not have a blemish on their record through the month of September. Murray State, Buffalo, Boston College, and Vanderbilt. Your first big SEC test coming and first real test of the season. You're at Texas A&M to kick off the month of October, but you do have a bye week before that game. Really interesting or weird road trip to UMass. Shouldn't be a problem for Mizzou, but I think that just stands out on the schedule. Kind of a weird to see an SEC team go up there to Massachusetts. Auburn at home at Alabama on October 26th. That one's going to be a lot of fun. You do get Oklahoma, right? Oklahoma, Texas jumping into the league. You do get OU. You go to South Carolina late. That could be tricky, although you've won five straight in that series. You go to Mississippi State late. You wonder with Jeff Levy, has he got that thing clicking? Is that going to be a difficult game or more difficult than it looks right now? And then you got the Arkansas Razorbacks, a team that you've absolutely dominated of late. So, guys, when you look at this schedule, and I know that Vegas isn't the end-all be-all, but Missouri's going to be favored in which games, let's say, are they not going to be favored? At Alabama. And outside of that, guys, I don't know if they're an underdog in any other game. I really don't. I mean, maybe the Oklahoma game, if Oklahoma's having a big season, that game is going to be a lot of fun. There's been kind of this rivalry that has been built between Mizzou and OU. But, I mean, if Missouri is having the kind of season they are hoping to have, you're probably a favorite in 11 of 12 games, right? Best case scenario for Missouri is this. You return Brady Cook. You return Luther Burden. You return Theo Weiss. You do lose Cody Schrader, but you got a two-headed monster in running back, and the guys that are returning and guys you added from the transfer portal, running game will most likely not take a step back. The big question, guys, will be the defense. You lose Blake Baker. You got a new defensive coordinator. You did bring in a slew of talent from the transfer portal, but what is that transition like? Again, good news is this. You have the early part of the schedule to figure things out. Best case scenario for Mizzou, I think 11-1, guys. 12-0, in my opinion, is too aggressive. Okay, 12-0 is just too aggressive. But 11-1? 11-1 is doable. 11-1 can happen for Missouri, guys. I mean, listen, to say that Missouri can't win in Tuscaloosa against the Alabama Crimson Tide, to say they can't do that, I think that's too bold. I think Missouri absolutely can win that football game. Now, this is the SEC, guys. You're going to trip up somewhere. You're going to stub your toe. It's just inevitable. The schedule's too difficult on a week-in, week-out basis. But if everything clicks, if the stars align, if things come together, I think 11-1 is doable for Missouri. As crazy as that may sound, right? As wild as that feels to say, Missouri's got crazy momentum right now. They crushed in the transfer portal. And again, guys, this schedule sets up well. You beat Texas A&M on the road, guys. You should be 6-0 going into that game against Auburn at home. And I don't think you should lose that game. You could be 7-0 going to Bama. And guys, with that kind of momentum, and who knows what Bama's going to be this year, I mean, all bets are off at that point. So best case scenario, guys, for the Missouri Tigers, I've got 11-1. Let's talk worst case scenario, the other side of the spectrum. Now, today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Missouri has probably got one of the widest spreads when it comes to the ceiling and the floor, okay? Because there's a lot of pushback, and I think Missouri faithful, you're tuned into this video, I think you're going to see a lot of pushback this offseason. For whatever reason, Ole Miss is getting far more of the love than Mizzou. And I bring Ole Miss up because it was Ole Miss and Mizzou that were the surprise teams in the SEC last year, right? Ole Miss is getting far more love for whatever reason. I will say this. You look at what Missouri lost defensively, okay? You lose your defensive coordinator in Blake Baker. You lose a number of impact guys from that secondary. I mean, they lost a lot of production on the defense. The offense is going to be really good, could be better than last year, okay? I don't think there's going to be that much of a drop-off at running back. I think even worst case, guys, the running game is still going to be solid. But there's a lot of games last year that were one-score games that went Mizzou's way. It was a magical season. And I think that's the big question for Missouri. Was it a one-off, or is this who they are now? Because prior to that, guys, this time last year, we were talking about Eli Drinkwitz being on the hot seat. A 6-6 coach, 7-5 at best. I called him the epitome of 500. The Jeff Fisher, I should say, of college coaches. His name just slipped my mind there. Jeff Fisher in the NFL was 8-8 every single year, went 500, found a way to stay employed and get extensions. Eli Drinkwitz was the Jeff Fisher of college football up until last year. Worst case scenario, defense takes a step back. Maybe there's some teams on this schedule that are better than expected. I'm looking at Texas A&M. I'm looking at Auburn. I'm looking at Bama, of course. I'm looking at Oklahoma. Maybe this is the year South Carolina snaps a streak. Maybe this is the year Arkansas. They're much improved. God knows, maybe Mississippi State with the Cowbells, guys. It can happen. Things can snowball both positively and negatively. Worst case scenario for Mizzou, I've got 7-5. Now, again, guys, this is not a prediction. I am not locking in 7-5. This is under the assumption that the majority of the question marks this football team has go in the negative. So is it likely? It's not likely, but it's the worst case scenario. And I think it's the floor for this football team. So worst case, 7-5. Again, that would take the defense taking a pretty sizable step back and a number of teams on this schedule maybe being better than expected, and maybe some of those one-score games not going Missouri's way. So now, I ask you, again, my best case, worst case for the Missouri Tigers this season. I got best case 11-1. Worst case 7-5. What do you see as the ceiling and the floor for Eli Drinkwitz's program in 2024?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.